Chapter 8. The cold, clammy mist surrounded Mega Man, closing in on him. He didn't like the feeling at all. If he had still been a robot, it probably wouldn't have bothered him. But he wasn't a robot. He was human, and he hated the way the mist got into his eyes, ears, nose, and mouth. Most of all, though, he hated the way it blinded him. He heard creatures flying overhead, but he couldn't see anything. That meant he couldn't aim his metal blade, and if he couldn't aim, there was no point in firing. Mega Man couldn't wait to get out of the cloud he was in. Finally, the mist began to thin. Soon, Mega Man was back out into the blue, blue sky. Now, when the bomb birds attacked, Mega Man fired right back. Blam! Kerpow! The bomb birds were destroyed, and their bombs fell harmlessly into the clouds below. Mega Man smiled. Airman's henchmen were no match for him. But then his smile faded. Mega Man gulped. Up ahead was a nasty-looking creature, with quickly spinning blades set into its middle. It grinned at him as it made its blade spin faster and faster. The Fan Fiend! Suddenly, Mega Man was knocked off his feet by hurricane-force winds. The Fan Fiend drew nearer, blowing hard. Mega Man toppled off his thunder chariot and fell. Down, down, down. Where was he going to land? Whump! His fall was broken as he fell right on a nearby walkway. He ran across the walkway, dodging little clouds that seemed to be trying to trip him up. Then he saw it, parting the mists, a huge tower with a gigantic, glowing W blinking on and off. He was almost there. Mega Man blasted through the gates that led to Airman's inner chamber, and then he came face to face with his enemy. Airman was the scariest-looking super robot that Mega Man had ever seen. It wasn't that he was big. It wasn't that he was strong-looking. It was his mouth. His mouth was a huge, gaping hole that took in air and then blew it out in terrible gusts. Even though he was a robot, his body seemed like it was made out of clouds. As he moved, wisps of fog evaporated off his pointed shoulders. Miniature tornadoes flew through the air, pointing their tails right at Mega Man. Airman stood with his back against the wall, spitting out hundreds of tornadoes. "Demolishing you will be a breeze, Mega Man," he shouted. Mega Man dodged the tornadoes. He tried to get closer to Airman, but every time he approached, a tornado would knock him down and spin him around. Mega Man gritted his teeth and kept on coming. Finally, he was within range. He aimed the metal blade and fired. Whoosh! Splat! All the air was let out of Airman as he collapsed like a popped balloon. The wind died down at once. "I guess it's going to be a nice day around here after all," said Mega Man. He helped himself to Airman's air shooter, a large cannon that fired tornadoes. Then he noticed Airman's jet ski, sort of a snowmobile that floated on a cushion of air. He took that, too. Then he sat down to rest on a nearby cloud, his legs dangling over the side. "Come in, Dr. Light," he said into his radio. "Come in."